的事情。
We're here to remember a man who was crucified.
有一个人是被钉死在十字架上。
Man who bled and died.
然后他流了血，最后是气中裂结的死掉。
But Good Friday is good because this is the time God saved the world.
我们在英文里面称这受难节是美好的礼拜五 ，Good Friday。这是因为上帝借着这个方法拯救了世界。
See, Jesus' death on the cross changed everything.
耶稣在十字架上的死亡改变了一切，更新了一切。
So tonight we're going to take a few moments to talk about why Jesus died and what that accomplished.
所以我们今天用一点时间来思想为什么耶稣要死，并且他的死带来了什么的改变。
We're going to look at how we should respond as Christians to the death of Jesus.
作为基督徒，我们对耶稣的死应当怎么样子去回应。
We're going to talk about how we are to interact with an unbelieving world in light of the gospel.
我们又怎么样子跟周遭这个不信主的世界来到是交往。
So first thing we're going to talk about is what the gospel is.
我们今天第一个思想的就是福音是什么。
For some of you, this is very familiar.
可能对大家来讲很熟悉。
That's good.
那都很好。
I also know there are churches where even the leaders cannot articulate the gospel.
啊，那我也知道有一些的教会，甚至他们的领袖都不知道福音是什么。
But the gospel starts at the very beginning of everything.
啊，那福音是一切的起头。
God saw everything He had made, and it was very good.
在创世纪一章三十一节说，神看一切所造的都甚好。
Bible might not spell out to us the details scientifically of how creation happened.
我想我们不用花时间来一步步的来讲，从科学的角度是上帝怎么样子创造了天地。
But the Bible does say that God made it deliberately and that it was good.
但圣经是讲上帝是有计划的来到创造。并且他看一切都很好。
But there was a command given to us.
但是对人类的始祖，上帝给了一个命令。
We were told not to sin.
我们的始祖是听了上帝的话，叫他们不要犯罪。
For when we do sin, that will result in our death.
因为当我们犯罪的话，我们就会死亡。
Humans weren't alone in the garden, however.
但是那个在花园里面
，Satan was there。
是撒旦出现了。
And Satan hates what God has created。
而且撒旦是很憎恨上帝所创造的一切。
So we lied。
所以是他讲谎言。
You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil。
所以那个蛇就对夏娃说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。
When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it.
圣经上说，于是女人看见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
This started a chain of events which ended with Christ dying.
然后这就开始了一连串的事件，而这些事件的终结就是耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
I think it's worth noting that the problem we have here is a desire for equality.
那这里的有一个问题，就是说人希望跟上帝同等。
Here humanity wants equality with God.
人想要升到上帝的地位。
We want to say, God, we'd like to be you.
那我们对神说，我们要做神。
God, it's not fair that you determine what is good and what is evil.
我们是在那里对神抗议，我们说神啊，那是不公平的，让你来决定。
Rather, we want to be equal to God, and we want to say what is good and what is evil.
我们要希望跟神同等，要来决定什么是对的，什么是错的。
We've rejected God's decrees and done what is right in our own eyes.
然后我们是拒绝了神的命令，然后我们个人按着自己的己意而行。
And this was the very beginning of suffering on earth.
这就是为什么今天在世界上有苦难，有痛苦。
After this point, we have sickness and we have murder.
并且我们是有疾病，我们也有凶杀。
We have hatred.
我们有憎恨。
We have natural disasters.
我们有天然的灾害。
We have birth defects and addictions.
我们也有可能孩子生下来是缺，是可能有缺陷的，可能也有可能一些人是有挥之不去的那个是嗜好。
We have racism. We have eating disorders.
我们可能有可能种族歧视，我们也有可能是过重，可能那个不能控制自己的饮食。
We have dysfunctional families.
我们有可能那个破碎的家庭。
We have a world that's been touched by sin.
因为这个世界是被是罪所感染。
We have a world that desperately needs healing.
这个世界是极度的需要医治。
And the thing is, this was completely our fault.
问题是，这是我们人类的所做的。
See, God said, "Don't do this, or you will die."
上帝已经讲过了，你不要这么做，你吃的日子必定死。
We said, "We don't care, God. We want to live our own way."
但是我们对上帝说，我要照我自己的方式来生活。
But I praise God, He did not allow us to keep living our own way.
但是感谢神，神没有让我们继续的按照自己的方式来生活。
See, we are now stuck in sin and utterly unable to get out on our own.
我们是沦陷在罪恶之中，但是我们不能够自己出来。
I was hesitant if I wanted to use this illustration or not, but I think I will.
牧师想了很久，要不要还能用这一个的是比喻。
Some of you heard this one at gospel camp, so don't spoil it for everybody.
我知道在那个去福音营的有些年轻人已经听过邵牧师所讲这个比喻。
But one of my favorite dishes to cook at home is curry.
是邵牧师在家里最爱煮的一样东西就是咖喱。
I have a really small apartment though.
他只是做一部分。
When I make curry, the smell starts to spread.
但是问题是，他住的地方很小，所以当他是做煮咖喱的时候，那个气味就出来了。
First, it starts to smell pretty good.
当初的时候闻起来是蛮好的。
I don't mind the curry smell.
那个邵牧师他很欢喜闻这个加咖喱的味道。
I notice my clothes start to smell like curry.
然后他可能也开始觉得他自己身上的衣服好像也有加咖喱的味道。
It starts to get my hair.
然后可能头发也有咖喱的味道。
I went and sat on my couch had this curry smell come up.
然后可能慢慢的这个客厅里的沙发好像也有咖喱的味道。
So this was starting to get kind of out of control.
然后好像这个咖喱的味道越来越浓厚了。
I don't know if you know the feeling. We could feel a smell clinging to your face.
不知道你有没有这个感觉？有时候你去吃了一顿饭，觉得好像那个菜的气味都在你脸上。I think it's Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue does it. Chipotle, pho. But for those of you with beards, it's especially hard because it's right there and it stays there.
如果你是有留胡子的话，你特别会闻到胡子里都有那个咖喱的味道。
I don't see anyone else with a beard. But basically, there was this smell complete. My apartment was completely consumed with this curry smell all of a sudden.
所以他的所住的那个屋子里全部都是咖喱的味道。
So I'm going to try to get rid of the smell. At least get it off my face.
那是他就是想办法要让把个味道要把这个味道除去。
So I go to the bathroom, get a washcloth, and put it under some hot water.
所以他到那个是洗手间去拿一个热毛巾。
And as the water hits the washcloth, I smell curry.
然后当那个它的毛巾是在热水里一泡的时候，闻到的也是咖喱的味道。
There's nothing I can do by my own effort to get rid of this.
他是发现是他没有任何的方法能够让这个咖喱的味道从屋子里出去。
And this is what sin did to the world.
这个就是罪恶。在世界上所产生的影响。
Once it was there, it just spread.
罪恶是不断的扩张。
And we, as people in the world, were helpless to do anything about sin.
作为世界上的人，我们是没有任何的方法能够解决罪的问题。
But sin had a bigger problem besides suffering.
但是除了带来是痛苦之外， 罪恶还有一个更大的问题。
Sin resulted in death, both literal and spiritual.
因为罪恶会带来死亡，是属灵的死亡以及肉体的死亡。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
如圣经里所说的，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有耶稣基督的恩典。在耶稣，由于上帝的恩典，在耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Some of you guys know the difference between wages and gift.
不知道大家知不知道啊？那工价跟礼物的分别。
You earn a wage.
你工价是你工作去赚来的。
It's cause and effect.
那个是啊，那因果效应。
I work, I get paid.
啊，那我做这件事情，所以我就得了是工价。
Wages of sin is death.
啊，那然后我犯罪。我的得到的就是死亡。
But a gift is different.
但是礼物是不同的。
I'm thankful for a gift because I don't deserve it.
我是为我收到的礼物而感谢，是因为这不是我值得或者配得的。
This death we earn is a spiritual death.
我们是为了犯罪的缘故，我们赚来的是一个属灵的死亡。
This death we earn is an eternal separation from God in a real place called hell.
然后我们跟神是有一个永远的隔绝，这个地方就是地狱。
Hell is not somewhere we want to end up.
但是我们都不要到地狱里去。
Hell is the absence of everything that is good.
在地狱里面没有任何的美善。
But God had a better plan for us.
但是上帝有个更好的计划来到给我们。
God had a plan in motion to deal with the consequences of our sin.
上帝有一个计划来到解决我们犯罪的后果。
God's plan involved a man who was God named Jesus.
然后上帝的计划就是让上帝是成为一个人，耶稣来到我们人间。
Joseph was engaged to be married to a virgin named Mary.
然后我们知道约瑟是与一个童贞女叫做玛利亚订了婚。
He found out she was pregnant and was planning to divorce her. Didn't want to deal with the scandal.
然后突然之间发现这个还没有结婚的这个玛利亚是怀孕了，所以约瑟想静静的把她休了。
As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
当他正考虑这事的时候，有一位主的使者向他梦中显现。
Joseph, son of David, the angel said, Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son. You are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
This is what Jesus came to do.
这就是耶稣来做的事情。
He came to save us from our sin.
他是将我们从罪恶中要拯救出来。
He came to move the destiny of our souls from hell into God's presence in heaven.
他是将我们的将来的要去的地方是从地狱转移到进到上帝的同在中。就是天堂。
But how did this happen?
但是这个怎么发生呢？
Because we know that the wages of sin is death.
因为圣经上讲得很清楚，犯罪的工价就是死亡。
Someone must pay the penalty for the decisions we have made.
有人要替我们偿还这个我们当受的惩罚。
God's justice demands that our sin be punished.
上帝的公义要求犯罪的一定要被惩罚。
So Jesus took the punishment.
所以耶稣来到人间，死在十字架上。
Then Pilate took Jesus, had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head.
当耶稣是被带到比拉多面前的时候，巡抚比拉多叫士兵是重重的鞭打他，然后士兵又用荆棘编了一个冠冕戴在他的头上。
Once more, Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know I find no basis for a charge against him.
然后是比拉多把耶稣带到当时的犹太人面前说看这个人我并不发现他有任何该死的罪。
when Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man."
当然呢，耶稣来到是众人的面前，带着荆棘的冠冕，穿了一个可能士兵，可能是披着他身上的紫色的袍子，然后是比拉多说，看哪、啊、这个人。
As soon as the chief priests and the officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!"
然后当时的是大祭司跟文士跟法利赛人看见耶稣，他们就说是钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
I want to talk a little bit about crucifixion.
那我们要讲一讲什么是钉十字架。
The first thing Pilate did was he had the Roman soldiers flog Jesus.
比拉多所做的第一件事是叫罗马的士兵是鞭打了耶稣。
What they did was they had his arms tied to a post above his head.
然后当时所做的就是将耶稣的两个手绑在一根的柱子上。
And a heavy whip was brought down again and again on his shoulders.On his back and on his legs.
然后呢，他们就用很重的有刺的皮鞭，是来到打他的肩膀，打他的背阶，打他的是腿部。
This whip had bits of metal or bone or rock embedded in it.
这个皮鞭上面是有很多的特别的，是装在上面的钉子，或者是石头，或者是玻璃。
So it wouldn't just cut across the skin; it would grab on and pull.
所以那个是将耶稣打的血肉模糊。
And it wasn't just one whip either.
而且那个不是只是一条鞭子。
There were 9 pieces attached to this whip.
然后这个鞭子上有九条的是鞭子。
After flogging Jesus, they would tie a heavy beam across his shoulders.
然后当他们把耶稣鞭打之后。他们将十字架的一根大的木柱子绑在耶稣的是肩膀上。
They made him walk through the city with this beam tied to him.
然后是让他在城市里面是带着背着这个十字架的一部分是一直的是走到哥哥他去。
The wooden beam was resting on his back that had just been shredded.
耶稣的背已经是被撕的是被鞭打而且是流血但是以这个十字架的木头就是更加重他的伤痛。
And the historical accounts in the gospel tell us that partway through the walk, Jesus physically couldn't carry it anymore.
然后圣经告诉我们当耶稣是走到一部分 一段路的时候耶稣就不知倒地了。
They had to grab someone from the crowd to carry the cross the rest of the way.
然后他们要从这个旁观的人当中抓了一个古尼拉人西门来到是背耶稣的十字架。
When he arrived at the site of execution, they stretched his arms over the wood.
当他们来到是哥哥他钉十字架的地方他们将耶稣的手伸开。
We saw this in the video.
我们在刚刚的这个录影里面的戏剧里面有看到。
I want you guys to feel your wrists. Right underneath your wrist, there's a little depression right here.
希望大家你试试看摸摸你的手腕在这里是有一个是好像软软的地方。
It's actually right on your wrist, right underneath your palm.
在你的手掌之下在这里有一个地方。
That's where the iron nail was driven through.
然后这个就是当他们钉十字架的时候是这个钉子走进去的地方。
It's actually more of a spike.
那是一个大的一个钉子。
They drove this through both hands.
然后他们两个手腕都把它刺痛。
Then they put his feet on top of each other.
然后他们把他的两个脚掌是搭在是一起。
And drove one more through the ankles.
然后再是用一颗的钉子把两个脚的脚窝是钉在一起。
This actually was to keep Jesus alive longer.
这个是让他在十字架上能够是痛苦的更久。
You see, in order for Jesus to exhale, he would have had to pull himself up.
因为当一个人被挂在十字架上的时候，他如果要呼吸，他就需要是伸展他自己。
His arms would get tired pretty quickly.
但是这样子做，这个犯人很快的就已经是没有力气了。
But he could support himself better with his legs.
但是因为那个脚是被 钉了，所以他会更可以撑久一点。
But at the same time, every time he lifted himself up,
但是每一次当他是试图去呼吸的时候，
he was tearing his back against the cross.
然后他的背是已经是伤痕累累的背，是就跟那个粗糙的十字架的木头是磨在一起。
Now I want you to imagine that you're one of Jesus' disciples watching this.
我想你要想象一下，当耶稣的门徒当年在旁边看见这种景象。
Or maybe you can imagine yourself as Mary, his mother, watching this.
或者你想象，如果你是玛利亚，站在十字架下，是看见耶稣如此的是受苦。
You have in front of you a real man who is dying in agony.
那你在你面前有一个人是真正的是在痛苦中渐渐的死亡。
More than that, this man is supposed to be your savior.
而且还有这个人应当是你的救主。
And think about what happened a week ago. It was Good Friday.
再想一想啊，那个是一个星期之前所发生的事情。
It was Palm Sunday a week ago.
那在是差不多一个礼拜之前，在中树主日的那天。
This was the triumphal entry.
那耶稣是骑着驴子，在众人的欢呼声中进入耶路撒冷。
This is when seemingly the entire city had come out to praise Jesus.
那时候差不多耶路撒冷的所有的群众都出来，是来到赞扬耶稣。
And now they are crucifying him.
然后现在他们把他钉在十字架上。
It's funny, Jesus warned the disciples repeatedly that this was going to happen.
其实耶稣是一再的提醒门徒，钉十字架是必然会发生的事情。
Finally, Peter, one of the disciples, told Jesus to cut it out because he didn't want to hear about Jesus dying.
然后当耶稣在讲这个事情的时候，彼得甚至阻止耶稣去讲，因为彼得不想要听。
The crucifixion caught them all off guard.
对于这些门徒来讲，十字架不是他们的计划中的一部分。
God did something they did not expect and something they did not want.
上帝是做了一件事情，是这些门徒他们不期盼的，也不是他们所乐意看见的。
Every single disciple who knew Jesus can tell you that at the time, Good Friday was the worst event imaginable.
每一个门徒都可以告诉你，在是耶稣受难日所发生的事情是他们所能想象中最糟糕的事情。
Sometimes God will do something I don't expect and I don't want.
有时候上帝会做一些我们不期盼或者我们不要的事情。
Sometimes God will do something that I think is terrible.
有时候上帝做的事情让我是觉得实在是太可怕了。
But it's not about what I think.
但是重要的是这个不是我的感受的问题。
Because I am not equal to God.
因为我跟神是不一等的。
We have, here in the book of Philippians, something written about Jesus in hindsight.
在腓立比书有一段关于耶稣的描述，这是多年之后，对耶稣的描述。
Who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God as something to be clung to, but he emptied himself.By taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
他本有上帝的形象，却不以自己与上帝同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。且死在十字架上。
This is how he saved us.
这就是上帝所用的拯救世人的方法。
He said, "Hey, you guys on earth, you can't pay the penalty for your sin."
上帝说，你们根本无力偿还这些罪债。
But I'm God, I can do whatever I want.
但是我是上帝，我可以来帮助你。
So I'm going to become human and take all of your sin upon myself.
所以上帝成为人，并且是将人的罪都负担在他的身上。
And then I'm going to die.
然后上帝是负了罪的是惩罚。
And I will pay the price for your sin because you cannot.
上帝是为我们的罪付了代价，因为我们无力偿还。
And there's something else important I want to mention.
另外有一个很重要的。
It's easy for us to get the idea that Jesus saves us from the Father.
可能有时候我们会有一种错误的想法，认为耶稣是仁慈的，是将我们从上帝的震怒中是拯救出来。
That God the Father is some bloodthirsty being up in heaven, and Jesus is going to placate him to save humanity.
可能我们有时候会有一种错误的想法，因为上帝圣父好像是公义无比，是一定要惩罚人类，是耶稣啊，那圣子啊，那来到是为我们是来到代求。
But this is a decision that the Son made.
但是这个是其实不是这么样子。
Jesus and the Father both wanted to do this.
那圣经告诉我们是上帝圣父爱我们，圣子也爱我们。
This is a gift of love from God to His beloved creation.
这是上帝对他所爱的创造的最大的爱的表现。
We know from John 3:16, it started with God loving the world.
那在约翰福音三章十六节说，上帝甚爱世人。
Which brings us back to this verse.
这就回到我们这一段的圣经。
Jesus paid a debt he did not owe because we owed a debt we could not pay.
耶稣呢是为我们偿还了一个罪债，是我们无力偿还的。耶稣为我们偿还了这个罪债，原来是他不需要去偿付的。
So what do we do?
那我们该怎么做呢？
What do we do now? We've been saved.
我们现在得救了，我们该怎么样做呢？
This is Good Friday. We're thinking of the death of Jesus.
这是还能受难节的星期五，我们在想到耶稣的死。
Friends, I realize that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was done in ignorance, but God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away.
这是在《使徒行传》三章，彼得在五旬节讲道的时候讲的话。我晓得你们做这事是出于不知，你们的官长也是如此。但神曾借众先知的口预言，基督将要受害，就这样应验了。所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。
Good Friday has power when you let it inside of you.
耶稣的受难，当你是接纳他的代死进入到你的生命中，是产生了一种奇妙的能力。
When you bring yourself before the cross and you repent of your sin,
当你可能自己来到十字架的面前，是为你的罪而来到，是悔改。
Is Good Friday something inside of our hearts, or is it just an activity we participate in once a year?
到底你生命中是不是真的有这一个耶稣受难的经历呢？还是只是你来参加一堂崇拜呢？
We think we're saved and then we're done.
那有时候我们认为说，哦，我已经得救了，那我已经可以不担心了。
But a profession of faith that makes no difference to a person's behavior makes no difference to God.
但是圣经也清楚告诉我们，如果我们的是口里的承认没有产生生命中的果效与改变的话，在神看来这个是不算数的。
This Good Friday, let's get serious about our faith.
这是耶稣的受难节，让我们想一想信仰的重要的问题。
God was serious about saving us.
上帝是为了拯救我们尽了他最大的努力。
Jesus' death didn't leave any room for interpretation on how far God would go to save us.
耶稣的死告诉我们，上帝为了要拯救我们，他是愿意是到何等的程度。
So we need to go all the way in giving ourselves to Jesus.
所以我们也应当愿意甘心乐意的全人将自己奉献给主。
But some of us, we don't care at all about righteousness.
但是我们有时候可能是很忽略这个公义的问题。
Do you want to continue to live with sin in your life?
你是不是在生命中仍然的是愿意是过犯罪的生活？
Do you want to continue living with pornography?
是不是你要继续的常常的是去看色情的刊物？
With lying.
那是讲大话。
With cheating.
那是欺骗人。
With being cruel to your spouse or your children.
那是对你的配偶，对你的孩子不好。
With showing apathy toward injustice.
那是对那个不公义的事情无动于衷。
You can do all these things if you want to reject God's grace.
如果你是愿意拒绝上帝的恩典，你可以继续的去过你最终的生活。
You can have all these things if you want to reject His loving presence in your life.
如果你是不愿意上帝在你生命中是存在，你可以然然的去走你犯罪的道路。
If you want to say no to Christian fellowship and the joy of the church community.
如果你不愿意那是过基督徒团契的生活，你不愿意到教会来聚会，你可以继续的走你自己的道路。
But the Bible is never interested in guaranteeing salvation to someone who is not repentant.
那圣经里面从来没有说对那些不肯是真正悔改的人说那要给他们救恩。
We either embrace God's love and live as a disciple.
我们有所选择，我们可以选择那是接受上帝的爱，过一个门徒的生活。
Or we embrace sin and we exist in eternal separation from God.
或者我们继续的是活在罪中，与神永远隔绝。
You can't have it both ways.
你不能够是左右逢源。
The Bible's never interested in promising eternal life to someone who refuses to repent of sin.
如果我们不愿意是悔改认罪，悔改改变我们自己生命，圣经并没有是说这样的人一定要是把救恩送给他。
Now this does not mean that our repentance saves us.
当然这并不是说我们悔改了就能够是拯救我们。
The Bible is clear that Jesus' work on Good Friday has saved us.
是耶稣基督在受难日所做的是拯救了。
The Bible is also clear that those who are saved will repent.
那圣经也讲得很清楚，那些得救的人一定是有真正的悔改的生命。
And that God would rather see someone just say they're a non-Christian than be wishy-washy and go back and forth.
那上帝是宁可有些人还不准备好，那而不是有些人只是做一个那口是心非的基督徒。
It's really hard though to live the way God wants us to live.
需要按照上帝的方式来生活是不容易的。
I think especially right now, our culture is moving away very quickly from what the Bible teaches.
特别是我们今天的文化是与上帝所教导的是越来越背道而驰。
There's been a lot of discussion on social issues lately.
那最近是有很多的关于社会的问题是讨论。
I'm looking online and I'm seeing some strong, angry reactions against what the Bible says.
我也在网上看见有些人的写一些的东西攻击，甚至很愤怒的攻击圣经所定的是原则。
And it's discouraging.
这是一个十分令人是沮丧的事情。
I remember driving home from work, just praying in my car, God, what am I supposed to do?
有一天邵牧师开车回家的时候，在一面开车就一面祷告，他在说，上帝啊，我当怎么行呢？
God brought me to this passage.
然后上帝给我这一段的经文。
This is Jesus speaking to his disciples.
这是耶稣对他的门徒讲的。
If the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. The world would love you as one of its own if you belonged to it. But you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you.
世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若是属于世界，世界必爱属自己的，只是你们不属于这个世界，那是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨恶你们。
This was very helpful for me.
这一段经文对我很有帮助。
I also hear it said out there, you know what? If we follow what the Bible says, we're going to get left behind and end up on the wrong side of history.
并且如果我们是按照圣经所讲的话，我们知道我们是可能越来越会堕落。
But I tell you, Christianity must always be countercultural because humanity is in rebellion against God.
其实基督教的信仰一定是跟今天的社会是背道而驰的，因为人是已经犯了罪。
Furthermore, at the end of history is the established reign of God on earth.
最后在历史的终结，上帝 的果要成为这世上的果。
The sinful direction we're surrounded with is nothing more than a pathetic detour.
好呢，而且是我们今天周遭所看见的犯罪的这些的事情，其实不过只是在上帝的计划的那个当中的一个的转弯。
We as God's people need to repent of sin.
我们作为上帝的子民，需要正视我们生命中的罪。
So I ask you, what sin do you need to repent of tonight?
所以今天希望大家好好的在主的面前默想，好呢，你在生命中有什么需要是悔改的罪恶？
Some of us have felt the Holy Spirit whispering to us about areas in our life that need change.
可能你听到上帝的圣灵对你说话，在你生命中有些你需要改变的地方。
Some of us have felt the Spirit screaming at us that our lives are not the way God wants them to be.
也或者你心里已经听到上帝的圣灵是大声的来到责备你，说你的生命里有些地方是需要你好好的认真去悔改的。
What sin do you need to repent of?
有什么的罪是你今天是需要在主面前认罪的呢？
But some of us, we might have a different problem.
可能对我们一些人来讲有另外一个问题。
Some of us might be stuck in a cycle of repentance. Some of us might be beating ourselves up over our sin.
可能我们有些的人可能是已经在悔改之中，但是我们常常的是一再的是悔改。
Jesus already died for it.
耶稣已经为我们的罪而死。
If you've repented, you can let it go.
如果你是真诚的悔改了，你就应当是把这个交给主。
You can stop blaming yourself and beating yourself up for sins that you've already turned away from.
那你可以是为你已经不再犯的罪，或者是你已经认了的罪，来到是来交给神。
The punishment we deserve was given to Christ because we were unable to pay it ourselves.
那因为我们自己无力偿还。所以上帝差遣耶稣为我们的罪而受苦。
So stop trying to pay for your own sin.
所以你不需要再为你自己已经是不再犯的罪或者承认了的罪来到是惩罚自己。
Repent and then live rightly before God.
悔改，然后好好的在神面前按他的正路而生活。
I want to take us to our last point.
最后的一点。
How we are supposed to interact with the sinful world.
我们今天要怎么样子跟我们周遭的这个有罪的世界来到交往呢？
We've established what the gospel is.
我们知道什么是福音。
We've established that the Christian life needs to repent.
我们知道是基督徒的生命里面也有很多需要悔改的罪。
And we're also seeing that the world is moving very quickly and very deliberately away from God's values.
我们也知道哈，那今天的社会是很快的，是与上帝的教导、圣经的原则背道而驰。
So what are we supposed to do as saved people in a fallen world?
作为一个在这个世界里面生活的，却是上帝的子民，我们该怎么做呢？
All of this, the gospel, is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God.
圣经说一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的道理职分是赐给我们，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们的身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
I think one of the big contributing factors to our current culture war is that we're not doing this right.
我们常常想，我们今天在这一个文化的战争之中，其中一个原因就是因为我们没有做对。
See, we aren't introducing people to Jesus.
我们并没有是将人带到耶稣的面前来。
Instead, we're yelling at society to repent.
我们是不断的在呼唤啊，那叫社会来到是后悔改。
We're expecting the non-Christians to start living like Christians.
我们是期盼那些非基督徒要像基督徒那么样子生活。
We're yelling at society to repent without doing the work of evangelizing.
我们是啊，那一直的是叫啊，那这个社会要悔改。但是我们并没有出去有效地传扬福音。
But why would someone repent and live a righteous life if they don't even believe in Jesus?
如果一个人他并不相信耶稣基督，那他为什么要悔改来过一个正义的生活呢？
In fact, the Bible says in John 15 that we can only do good if we remain in Jesus.
那约翰福音十五章告诉我们，只有我们是连于耶稣基督的时候，我们才能够真正是结出果子来，活出有效的生命。
So why, how can we expect non-Christians to live like Christians?
那我们怎么能够期盼那些不认识耶稣的人要像基督徒那么样子有崇高的生命的标准呢？
See, I think the church in general, the church in the U.S. has become more concerned with behavior modification than we have about individuals encountering the presence of God.
我们今天在北美的许多教会常常的很在意的是要改变人的行为，却没有是想到这些人需要先来到认识耶稣，先要跟上帝建立关系。
We're telling people how to live, but instead we need to tell them who Jesus is.
那我们是常常说他们应当怎么生活，其实他们更需要知道的是认识耶稣是救主。
What about all of God's commands about righteousness?
那样子关于上帝所讲的所有关于是正义的教导又怎么了？
The commands in the Bible were given to God's people.
那在圣经里面所有的戒律都是给上帝的子民的。
Our role is to bring outsiders into the people of God so that God can change them.
我们的责任就是把这些在外面的人带到上帝的是那个国度里，然后让上帝来改变他们。
I don't think we should feel angry at society for moving away from God.
我们不应当因为社会的标准跟上帝的标准是背道而驰而觉得愤怒。
God looked down on the world and he felt love.
那上帝是看见这个世界，但是上帝却用爱来到爱世人。
God looked at the world and he said, they need salvation.
上帝看这个世界，他看到的是这些人需要拯救。
He said, they need to have their hearts of stone replaced with a living, beating heart that feels my love.
那他们上帝看到的是这些人的石头的心要变成柔软的心。
So Jesus went to them.
所以耶稣来到人间。
He went to them.
所以耶稣是来到人群当中。
And he told us to go.
然后那耶稣也要我们去使万民做主的门徒。
Let's not stay only in our churches and Christian circles and condemn the rest of the world.
让我们不要常常的只是在教会周围是筑起一道高墙，然后自己躲在里面，然后再指责外面的社区的不是。
Let's not yell at the world and tell them that they need to live rightly.
让我们也不要很恣意的常常的是对外面的社会说你们要改变你们的生活方式。
Living rightly is good, but our first priority for the lost needs to be bringing them to the one who will save them.
当然是那个有崇高的道德标准是好的，但是我们今天对这些不认识上帝的人的责任是要把他们带到耶稣的面前，让耶稣能够拯救他们。
And then our God, who created the human heart, can save them.
然后上帝是那造人心的主，他能够拯救他们。
And then God can change them.
上帝能改变他们。
So wrapping this up.
所以今天在结束的时候，
we need to understand what the gospel is.
我们要了解什么是福音。
Let Jesus' sacrifice sink deeply into you.
让耶稣在十字架上所做的是深深地进入到你的心里面。
Repent of your sin.
为你的罪来到悔改。
Jesus did not die so we can continue to live according to our own rules.
耶稣的死并不是说让我们有一个方便可以继续的按照我们的旨意而生活。
And finally, we need to bring others to Jesus.
最后我们需要将人带到耶稣的面前来。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。